Welcome in, everyone. Today, we're going to be diving deep into the world of black and white photography.
Oh, exciting.
And we'll be looking at an article from BW Vision called In Defense of Black and White Photography.
Okay.
Really digs into why black and white photography is considered so much more than just, you know, taking color away from a photo.
Yeah.
Like, what is it about these black and white photos that just have this, I don't know, this really powerful appeal?
Well, you know, it's interesting how often you hear people say things like, oh, well, black and white, that's outdated, or color is more realistic.
Right.
And, you know, on the surface level, those points are valid.
Yeah.
But I think this article really challenges us to kind of look beyond the surface.
Yeah. It's like we're almost conditioned to think that color equals, like, better or, you know, more true to life.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the article really challenges that and says, you know what, if black and white is actually capturing a different kind of truth.
Yeah.
Like a deeper essence.
Yeah.
And it argues that black and white photography isn't about mimicking reality, but it's about intentionally moving away from it to create something that's even more authentic and visually compelling.
And there's actually some science behind this. You know, researchers like V.S. Ramachandran and William Herstein, they found that our brains tend to find what they call abstracted images.
Abstracted.
Which are those further from perfect photographic realism. They tend to find those more aesthetically pleasing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So it's not just like a stylistic preference.
Right.
It's actually something deeper happening in the way that we perceive images.
Exactly.
And the article uses a really great example, I thought, to illustrate this idea.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a black and white long exposure photograph of the Sacré-Cœur in Montmartre to Paris.
Oh, wow.
By photographer Joel Gingellar.
Yeah, and I think that's a perfect example of how you can use certain tools and techniques like black and white and long exposure
mm-hmm.
to transform a scene into something that, you know, kind of transcends just pure realism
yeah.
and becomes something more about capturing a feeling or a mood.
Totally, and I think that's such a good point. It's like, you know, revealing a different layer of reality.
Yeah.
Not just what's there, but how it feels. And
exactly. Exactly.
Speaking of revealing things, this is what like blew my mind in the article.
Okay.
It claims that black and white photos can actually have more visual depth
mm-hmm.
than color images.
That does sound a little counterintuitive.
I know.
But it has to do with how our brains process visual information.
Okay.
So when we strip away color, we're left with something called luminance values.
Luminance values.
And basically, that's just the difference in light, you know?
Right.
And it turns out that our brains are wired to perceive depth most effectively through these luminance contrasts.
So color can actually be a distraction when it comes to seeing depth.
Exactly. Color is very attention-grabbing, but it doesn't always tell the whole story about, you know, depth and form.
Right.
Black and white kind of strips away those distractions and lets us see that subtle interplay of light and shadow with more clarity.
That's so interesting. I mean, to really grasp that, though, I think we need to kind of dive into, like, how our vision actually works.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's this neurobiologist, Margaret Livingstone,
mm-hmm.
in her book Vision and Art, The Biology of Seeing.
Okay.
And she talks about these two systems in the brain.
Okay.
The where system and the what system.
The where and the what.
Yeah. And so the way I understand it, the where system, it figures out where things are in space.
Okay.
And it uses luminance information
right.
to perceive depth and distance.
Got it.
And then the what system is more about identifying objects and processing color. So it's almost like black and white photography is kind of speaking directly to our depth perceiving where system.
That's a really great way to put it. Yeah.
Interesting.
And that's why, you know, even if you're a color photographer, you need to be paying attention to these luminance contrasts.
Yeah.
If you want to create images with a strong sense of depth.
Okay.
And the article uses a really fascinating example to illustrate this. Have you ever seen Monet's famous painting, Impression Sunrise?
I have, yeah.
So when you remove the choir from that painting,
okay.
you realize that the sun and its reflection are almost invisible.
Oh, wow.
Because they have very similar luminance values to the surrounding sky.
So in the color version, mm-hmm. we're so distracted by the, you know, vibrant hues
yes.
that we miss this really crucial detail
right.
about how the light is actually working in the scene.
Exactly.
So that, I mean, that's a powerful argument for paying attention to luminance even when you were shooting in color.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that brings up kind of this common perception about black and white, which is that it's inherently more artistic or like fine art. Does the article agree with that?
Well, it doesn't give a simple yes or no.
Okay.
Which I think is good because it is a complex issue.
Yeah.
But it kind of takes us through this more nuanced exploration of what defines fine art, you know?
Okay.
And it highlights this definition by Joel Gintschler.
Okay.
Who says that fine art has two main components. One, it needs to have an aesthetic appeal.
Right.
And two, it should communicate a message that triggers a new experience in the viewer.
So it's not enough for a photo to just be beautiful.
Right.
It has to, like, say something, evoke an emotion, spark a new thought.
Yeah. And I think it's here that the article brings in this really interesting concept called equivalences.
Equivalences.
Which was developed by Alfred Stieglitz.
Okay.
Who was this pioneer of fine art photography.
Yeah.
And he believed that objects in a photograph could act as symbols.
Oh, wow.
To communicate deeper ideas and emotions.
Interesting.
So even without color.
Yeah.
The arrangement of objects and elements within a photo can actually hold a lot of meaning and artistic weight.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from challenging the assumptions that we have about black and white,
yeah,
to understanding how it impacts our visual perception and its potential as fine art.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and keep unpacking all of these ideas.
Sounds good. So, you know, picking up where we left off with this idea of equivalences,
yeah,
it really highlights how black and white photography can help us move away from just this purely realistic representation of something,
right,
and reveal something a little deeper, you know, something more authentic.
So it's not just what we see.
Right.
It's like how we feel when we look at a black and white photo.
Exactly. Think about how much visual information we process in our everyday lives. Yeah. You know, it's just colors and textures and details everywhere. It can be overwhelming.
It's true. Like our senses are just on overdrive all the time.
Right. And so black and white photography offers us this way to kind of simplify things, you know,
yeah,
to cut through that noise and just focus on the essential elements,
mm-hmm,
the light, the shadow, the form. And by stripping away that color, we can really distill the essence of a scene, I think,
yep,
and reveal its underlying structure and its emotional weight.
You know, it reminds me of how when you try to like recall a vivid memory,
mm-hmm,
you often remember the feelings that you felt and like the key details,
mm-hmm,
but the specific colors are kind of fuzzy.
Yeah, that's a great comparison. I think black and white photography can tap into that same kind of emotional memory.
Yeah.
You know, it moves beyond that literal representation and creates a more visceral and lasting impact.
Absolutely. But I think this leads to a question that often comes up, which is, you know, if black and white is so powerful.
Yeah.
Why do some people still see it as outdated?
Right.
You know, you still hear those arguments about how color is more modern or more relevant today.
Yeah.
What does the article say about that?
Well, it suggests that part of the resistance to black and white might stem from the fact that it demands a different way of seeing. You know,
yeah,
we're so used to experiencing the world in color.
Right.
That it takes a conscious effort to kind of shift gears and appreciate the beauty of a monochrome image.
It's like we have to retrain our eyes and our minds to see the world in a new way.
Exactly. And that can be challenging, especially in a culture that's so saturated with visual stimulation, you know. But the article argues that it's a challenge worth embracing.
Okay.
Because when we slow down and really engage with a black and white photograph, we open ourselves up to this whole new range of visual and emotional experiences.
It's a reminder that sometimes less is more. You know,
yeah,
by removing the distraction of color, we can actually see more clearly.
Absolutely.
We can discover beauty in these unexpected places and connect with the essence of what's being captured.
I love that.
Me too. And the article ends with this really powerful question that I think really resonated with me.
Okay. It
says, why not use black and white if it is already one step in the direction of art?
It's a call to action, you know,
yeah,
it's encouraging photographers to explore this unique potential of black and white,
mm-hmm,
and to embrace its ability to elevate a photograph to the realm of art.
And I think it's important to remember that,
yeah,
this choice between black and white and color,
right,
it's not about one being superior to the other.
Exactly.
It's about understanding the strengths of each approach and using them intentionally,
mm-hmm,
to achieve your creative vision.
For sure.
This deep dive has been so eye-opening.
Yeah, me too.
I'm seeing black and white photography in a whole new light.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling inspired to really explore its possibilities in my own work.
What about you, listener?
Yeah, what about you?
Has this conversation sparked a new appreciation for the artistry and depth of black and white photography. It's been quite a journey, you know, exploring this world of black and white photography.
Yeah.
And really unpacking why it's so much more than just removing color from an image.
It really is.
And I love how, you know, we left off with that powerful question from the article.
Oh, yeah.
Why not use black and white if it's already one step in the direction of art?
It's such a good one.
It's like a reminder that black and white isn't just this technique.
Yeah.
It's like this conscious choice, you know, like a way of seeing and interpreting the world.
Exactly. It's about using that absence of color to actually enhance the emotional impact of a photo.
You know, to focus our attention on that interplay of light and shadow, on the essence of form and composition.
And to create images that resonate on this deeper level.
Yeah.
You know, inviting the viewer to see beyond just the surface and to connect with the underlying emotions and ideas being expressed.
Precisely. And that's a powerful concept for any photographer to consider.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether they primarily shoot in black and white or color.
Absolutely. So, okay. Listener, what's the takeaway for you from this deep dive into black and white photography?
Well, hopefully it's inspired you to look at photography with a fresh perspective, to really appreciate the unique strengths of both black and white and color, and understand how they can be used to create truly captivating and meaningful images.
And maybe it's sparked a curiosity to experiment with black and white photography yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Explore its ability to simplify, you know, to reveal hidden depths. And create those images that speak to the heart as much as to the eye.
Absolutely. And, you know, even if you primarily shoot in color, I think it's valuable to revisit some of these concepts we talked about today.
Oh, totally.
Think about how understanding luminance can actually elevate your color work.
Right.
You know, adding a depth and impact that might have been missing before.
It's a reminder that no matter what style of photography you gravitate towards, there's always more to learn and new ways to see the world around us.
You know, we've talked about how black and white photography can help us see the world differently.
Yeah.
But what if it can also help us see ourselves differently?
Ooh, now that's an interesting thought.
You know, imagine looking at a black and white portrait.
Okay.
Without the distraction of color, we're really drawn to the person's features, their expression, the subtle nuances of light and shadow that reveal their character.
It's like we're seeing beyond the surface to get a glimpse of their true essence.
Exactly. And perhaps in those moments, we're also seeing something deeper within ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, a connection to the human experience that kind of transcends the boundaries of color and culture.
That's a beautiful and profound way to end this deep dive into the world of black and white photography.
It is.
So we encourage you to explore its depths, experiment with its possibilities, and see where it takes you both creatively and personally.
Yeah, have fun with it.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep creating.
Yeah.